Okay, Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Shai. Today we'll speak to something that has to do with the 3 weeks. It says in Parshas Re'eh, Abet Abdu Netzikol HaMekoymet HaShavdu Shem HaGoyim, you should destroy all the desired places in Eretz Yisrael that the Goyim worship there. V'nitavtav Ez Mizuchaytam, you should break down their altars, etc., etc., and burn it all up. And then it says in Pasuk Dalet, Lo Ta'asum Ken La'Hashem Elokeichem. Don't do the same to the Eibershter. So says Rashi, Lo Ta'asum Ken. Omar Rabbi Yishmael, V'chi Ta'ala Al Da'itcha Sh'Yisrael Notzin Ez HaMizbachas. You ever have a minute that a Jewish person, a Yid, will take a hammer and a chisel and start knocking down the Mizbach? Why do we need a Yisrael for that? It's Rashi and Dvarim, Perikud Beis, Pasuk Dalet. Chi, Tala, Daitcha, Shi Yisrael, Noitzim, Zamizbachot? There's no harm in it that a Yid will do that. Ela, Shalom, Tassu, Kima, Asahem, don't do like their deeds, their idol worshippers. V'yigumu, Amunisechem, Limigdash, Amunisechem, Shi Yisrael. Namely, what does it mean? Of course, no Jew will directly go and demolish the Beis HaMikdash. For sure, there's no need to say that. But rather, we're speaking about that if a person indirectly could cause the Chubal Beis HaMikdash. So don't do their deeds, over here speaking about Avodah Zarah, and as a result of that, the Mikdash will be destroyed. So don't do that. Fine. So good question, good answer. I just want to amen on the word of Rashi, one word. Shalot ta'asu kima'asehem, don't do like their deeds, v'yigumu avonoisechem, and your sins will cause l'migdash avoisechem, she is cholev. To the Mikdash of your ancestry, that should be cholev. Why does Rashi say avoisechem? Why not Mikdashem? And especially it says shlo yigumu avoisechem. So it would be very appropriate to say l'migdashchem, she is cholev. But Rashi says don't do averes that will cause the Beis HaMikdash of the office to be destroyed. Lelich HaOvis, Avon Mitzvah Yaakov, the Stam, the previous door, who was referring to? And why did Rashi add it? So usually Rashi adds something because the Pasuk forced him to say it. Over here, there's no mention of Avon in this kind of parasha. So it's question number one is, why is Rashi saying Mikdash Avisechem, referring to Beis HaMikdash and calling it Mikdash Avisechem? Usually you refer to the Beis HaMikdash as Beis HaMikdash, as Mikdashem. Mapitom here is being referred to as Mikdash Avisechem. So it's one word in Rashi, his sources from this decree, and there's a gewaldic in the good here. Mamish gewaldic. One word in Rashi. £1 million cash. What's £1 million cash? A house in Golden City? More than that then. A few houses. Okay, let's see what we say. If someone would have asked you, this once we spoke elsewhere, what's more chomer? Aver ben adam l'makom or aver ben adam l'chaveh? What is more severe? Transgression of ben adam l'makom or transgression of adam l'chaveh? What would you say? Okay, initially we got filling it, chaveh, because you got to be a mensch. Yeah. Look down there, he said.
Yes,
I did. But how do you prove it? If you want to know what's more chomer, what's the yardstick? I could say sort of the kamal l'chaveh. So how do you prove it? So, the Meir Simcha points out that if you compare the Chuban Bayis Rishon to the Chuban Bayis Sheni, Chuban Bayis Rishon, what's considered a bigger destruction? The Rishon and the Sheni? The Sheni, says the Gemara, because the Sheni is going on for 2,000 years, and the Rishon was for 70 years. So what's more chomer, the Sheni? What was the Sheni destroyed on? Sinas Chinam, which is Aver Ben Adam L'Chaveh. And the first one was destroyed, Gimel Aver Chomeret, which is called Ben Adam L'Mokom. Even Lo Tirtzach, the Torah says, how can we not have to kill? Ki b'tzelem alukim asar asalam. A very religious reason, because man was created in the image of God. That's one example. If you compare the Dugma Dora Mabul versus Dora Palaga, who was punished more severely? Dora Mabul, they were wiped away. And Dora Palaga were dispersed. What was the sin of Dora Mabul? Hamas, but not Chaveh, they were stealing from each other. And what was the sin of Dora Palaga? Ben Adam L'Makom. And again, you see the Ben Adam L'Chaveh is more severe. Good. If you compare, the Ramesh Simcha brings a few other examples, which show that Ben Adam L'Chaveh is more severe. Doira Shel David compared to Doira Shel Achav. It says in the Yerushalmi that when David went down to war, he lost. when Achav went down to war, they won, even though Achav was already Avodah Zarah. Says, well, you know why? Because Doresh of David, there was Shalom, there was Machlekes between them, and Doresh of Achav, there was Shalom between them. Kaze Michachisa. From another point of view, what's the yardstick that you measure the severity of a punishment, of a transgression? By the Einish Meizin. According to that yardstick, so what, let's see, what Einish do you get in Lashon Hara, in Beizin?
Nothing.
Why? It's a Lashon Hara Meizin. Why? It's only Dibur. What punishment do you get for stealing? Hamas. And Beizin. What do you get? Gomish. So what's Gomish? It's a lava nitak leaser. Lamaisa, all the others, Ben Adam and Chavero, Kimat, 90% of them, more, you don't get anything in Beizin. All the capital punishments of Misa, Skila, Seifa, are all on Avedos Ben Adam, Lamakam. Chilu Shabbos, Avedizah, etc. So according to that yardstick, Ben Adam Lamakom is a lot more severe. It's not even a close call. So after the Meir Simcha and Pashas B'Shalach, there's a stira here. If you compare Dora Mabul and Dora Palaga, Bayez Rishon to Bayez Sheni, Dora Shel David compared to Dora Shel Achav, there it comes up clearly that Ben Adam Lechaver is a lot more severe. But if you go through the yardstick that the Shas uses everywhere, whatever is given punishment in the Beisin, according to that yardstick, Ben Adam Lamakom is 100 times more chamer. All Mitzvot Beisin, kimat all of them, have to do with Ben Adam Lamakom. Maybe if someone kidnaps his friend and sells him Mitzchayim Mitzvah, which is also Ben Adam Lechavero, but the vast majority have to do with Avodah Zarah, Chilul Shabbos, the Tumah, the Taira, which are all Averes Ben Adam Lamakom. So how do you work it out? That's Rav Meir Simcha's kasha. By the way, what's the name of Rav Meir Simcha's wife?
Chaya.
Who said it?
Yeah.
What's the name of the wife of the Chofetz Chaim? I don't know. What's the name of the wife of the Gaon Vilna? What's the name of the wife of the Rambam?
I don't know.
What's the name of the wife of the Ramban?
I don't have a clue.
What's the name of the wife of Rav Meir Simcha?
Chaya.
The Gansa Velt knows she's called Chaya.
Makara.
That's a Merzika story there. 100 years ago, the Merzika was still walking around. And by the way, he was 6'3", very tall. He and the Chofetz Chaim were together, and the Chofetz Chaim was 5'1". I'll call upon him. The story goes, even though that when he got married, we met him with a girl from Dvinsk. I used to know that maiden, I don't remember now. So after perhaps a year, she told him, hey, you know, you're something else. You're not a regular guy.
I wish the hell have I known, so why she tell us what she got thing on?
She comes and tells him, you are, you're something else. You could be a gadol. You could be a gadol that Am Yisrael will have another one. It's mamash a pity you should come home every night. You should come home only on Shabbos. And you go to the Esos Nashim and Dvinsk. That's where the Exodus firm used to be in shuls in those days, and the Exodus Nashim was empty the whole week, not used. I'll take care that you'll have food and clothing, and you come home only for Shabbos. You sure that's what you want? Absolutely. So he went into the Exodus Nashim at the age of 23, and came out at the age of 37. And when he went in, he was a big Gilui. He came out, he was good Lador. And he always mentioned that whatever he has is because of his wife Chaya. Always. And when his wife Chaya died, he came and he told her next to her, Chaya died, and he died 3 months later. That's a known story. It's a man of Rabbi Kiva and Rachel story in the modern version. Am Yisrael has tremendous hakaras to Chaya. Without her doing that, so what would he have been? Rabbi Yisrael said, well, probably a brilliant lawyer in Vince. You know any other brilliant lawyers in Vince? You know anyone's name? Tell me one. One chassid of Alabas who lived in Zinsk in those days. Sameach Simcha? Kolob is one of them. Or Sameach Meshech Ochla? Goyin Olam. He's the only one that the Chofetz Chaim quotes, and he's alive. And the whole Chofetz Chaim, the Bin Mishabu and the Bir Alacha, the Chofetz Chaim always quoting Sfar. Right? The Goyin Chayodah, Prim Godin. There's one time that he quotes Sameach Simcha, and he's alive. As far as I know, the only time he quotes someone who's alive. Regarding how do we know that you put the shofar on the right side of the lip? The Gemara says it. It's not your name. Push up shot, if you have to pick what right or left, you do the right side. So I'm assuming it comes from some kind of goyness that you learn shaita from chasai, it says in chasai, from Gidon, and in Gidon it says in nach, ve'yochaz ve'yamin. So it says, v'chofetzcha, nabi alocha, v'shirati mikroin uzeinu, v'meir usimcha shlita, double nachayin. And he quotes it, and he's m'shabach it. Anyway, all this is thanks to Chaya. So the Meir Simcha asked this question. How did we work it out? What's more severe? So says the Meir Simcha, the Tzeret is, it depends. If you're speaking with Sibul, that's one thing. If you're speaking on a Yochid level, that's another. The examples of Dora Mabel, Dora Palaga, Bayez Rishon, Bayez Sheni, Dora Shel David, Dora Shel Achav, is referring to societies, the Tzibur's. There, the Adam L'Chaveo is a lot more severe. If you're speaking on an individual basis, that's Beisin. Beisin are always done Yechidi. Even if they're done 100 people, but each one's done individually, there, it's the other way around. The Adam L'Mako is more severe. Question is, what's the Svar? Mimam Shach. If the Adam L'Mako is more chamer, it should be regardless. It should be regardless if it's Tzibur Yochid, and it's not. When it comes to Tzibur, Ben Adam L'Chaver is more severe. When it comes to Yochid, Ben Adam L'Mokum is more severe. That's what the Meir Simcha says in Parshas B'Shalach. So let's start just a second. On the Yochid level, it makes sense. Who do we owe more? To HaKadosh Baruch Hu or to our fellow friend? Who are we more indebted? Of course, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Amish from the beginning to the end, every second sustaining us, top of Salah. Of course we owe HaKadosh Baruch Hu much more than we owe anybody else. Consequently, Ben Adam L'Makom is more severe than Ben Adam L'Chaveo. That makes perfect sense. So what happens in Tzibur? In Tzibur, somehow, it works the other way around. And Ramirez sometimes throws in something by saying, it's Schus HaTzibur, that when they come to Tzibur, we overlook all their transgressions. So what about the Adam L'Chaveo? No, that avoids them from becoming a Tzibur. That's the Chap of Ramir Shabbat. If a Tzibur Chas HaShem has a problem of Machlokes, Lashon Hara, Rechilus, they don't form into a Tzibur. Tzibur say the Chassidim is Rosh Chavez, Tzadikim, Benonim, Uveshoim. But if there's Machlokes, and this one doesn't say good morning to this one, and we see them on the street, he crosses the road, they don't reach the level of becoming a Tzibur. But once you reach the level of Tzibur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks away from all the others. So therefore, Ben Adam L'Makom does not stop them from becoming a Tzibur. And once they reach that golden opportunity, which is called Tzibur, everything's great. Just Ben Adam L'Chaveo avoids them from reaching that Madriga. That's what Ramirez Simcha says. I'd like to explain today, what is this man? What is the crack of Tzibur? Why once you reach the Madriga of Tzibur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns a blind eye, so to speak, to their others. So let's go into this Nakuda. What is the crack of a Tzibur? So first of all, my wife is from South America. Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. What? Okay, I'll tell you later. Anyway, and so we used to live next to Yeshivat Rastamech in Yerushalayim. So the Latin American Bali Chuva used to come to our house a lot. And as the weeks went by, months went by, years went by, I got a little the kids, the Yidden in Uruguay, the Yidden in Argentina, Brazil for Shteitach. And then once came a Yid from Argentina. So I'm like, I want to show that I've been on Gleisa Mumcha. So I tell him, and he comes in with a hat and jacket, it's yeshivish. He says, you don't have to tell me. You're from Buenos Aires? You down in the shul of Rabbi Levin? No. Huh. The shul of Rabbi Kinsky? No. Oh. That's a new one. Where are you from? Aren't you from Buenos Aires? He already says he's from Argentina. You're not from Buenos Aires? No. Really? Now that's a big chiddush. Especially in Argentina, 90-some% of the Yidden are all located in Buenos Aires, a big kehillah there. Where are you from? Just south of Argentina, mamish close to the South Pole. Really? How did you get from there to SMF? He says, I'm a ger. Oh, fine. The mitzvah, after a ger? Wonderful. How did you become a ger from there to all the way reach SMF? So, Rabbi, just to know, in South America, through the whole South America, Jews have their own schooling. Even those who are not from at all. And here we go, if you're not from, you go to the Goyish school. If you have a room, you go to the Jewish school in America like that also. And South America is not like that. The Yidden have their own schooling, even though it has nothing to do with Torah and Mitzvahs, unfortunately. So he tells them like this: my father till today is the biggest anti-Semite in the Bria. As we know it. And next to our Goyish school in this little village in South Argentina was the Jewish school of the local Jews. And he tells me today, they don't keep anything, those Yidden. Unfortunately, not Shabbos, Kashrus, Gomish. And my job, he says, was I was the gang leader, and we used to every day go beat up the Jews. That was my target. One day I started asking myself, well, why am I doing this? So was. I don't think he said so was, but why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? And he started asking his father, why am I doing this? Why do we hate Jews? Because we hate them. The kid said he started learning the sugya. He wanted to know what these Jews are all about. And then he says, can I get up from the meal to bring a Gemara? And so that, yeah, fine. He takes out a Gemara in Maseches Megillah and starts reading to me. And Megillah Daf Kartes Amud Aleph. Tano Rabbi Shimon Nechai Omer. Yisrael b'chol mokom shegolu, shechina imayim. Golu l'mitzrayim, shechina imayim. Golu l'bovel, shechina imayim. Wherever Yidden go, shechina comes along. Because that's what it was. I know, I always felt that those Jews who are not sure Matur Mitzvot at all, unfortunately, have some kind of aura that we don't have. And it caused me to be very jealous and envious. Till I decide to investigate what this aura is about, and it's a relationship with God. So I joined him. He says, after he became early about a Yid, and from, and Yeshivish, he went back to his hometown and tried to bekev those Yidden. Just a year or two, he was in charge of beating them up. And he says, he wasn't Matzich to bekev even one Jew. Because they're so out of it, unfortunately. But the point being that even Yidden who are so far away, so there's some kind of relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu wherever Jews are. So that's what the man said, the saying that the concept called Koch HaTzibur, which has to do with Shechina. What is that? Let's go a little bit more into it. This is the idea of an idea of a minion. Again, just to illustrate it. You take 9 G'doylim Yisrael living with us today, and I want to be very open-minded to everybody, so let's take like 9 G'doylim from all different circles. Rav Yoshiv, Rav Yosef, Gerabe, Satma, which one? It's a big, I don't know. Okay, let me get that. Let me get my turn. I remember what I just said. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and Lubav. yes, so it's beer, that one. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael. You take 9 G'dol Yisrael, put the Scheinberg, 9 G'dol Yisrael in one room, and you tell them, no, Rabbi Yisrael. They say, tell each other, let's dive a nuka, Kaddish, Gdusha. They can't. 9? 9 times enough? Sorry. Take 10 simple sweet Jews that sell pickles in Machne Yehuda. But nice sweet Jews, Shurma Shabbos. That's the only prerequisite I want. Sweet, nice Jews, but they're not G'dolim by no stretch of the imagination. Push a Yidden. Let's say even a Maratzim. And they get together, 10, and they get to Kaddish, Kedusha, Kriyas HaTorah, Alts. Because Ein Dovah Shiva Kedusha, Pochav Nasar. And you need an element of Kedusha over 10. Now you want to tell me the 10 simple Yidden have a higher Madrega of Kedusha than 9 G'dolim Yisrael? It doesn't sound convincing. One of the Chaim Kanievsky is equivalent to another many. And yes, that's all of them. 9 of Chaim Kanievskys cannot make a minion. 10 simple Yidden could. What's the shot? Because when the 10 Yidden shechina joins, HaKadosh Baruch Hu joins them. And once HaKadosh Baruch Hu joins, they become a cell. What's the meaning of 10? It's like our body does a million cells. A cell of Am Yisrael. And once it's a cell of Am Yisrael, it's beyond anything you could, any yochid it could be. 9 is 9 yechidim. 10 is a tzibur. And once it's a tzibur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu joins them, and it's a different ballgame. Of course, this is not only a philosophical point of view, this is halacha lemaisa. Again, speaking about Shofar, if there's 8 people in this room, and someone, a 9 comes in about to kill the 9 people in the room, and someone's walking in the street outside of Rosh Hashanah and says, oh, here's Kishat, I want to be Yotze. That's all I said. So what's the halacha? You need two prerequisites to be met. The one outside has to have kavana to be yoitzer, and the bal tokea has to have kavana to be yoitzer. Good. What happens if another person walks into the room, and instead of being nine, they become ten? And again, someone's walking outside in the street. Now you need only one prerequisite. Which one? The one outside has to have kavana to be yoitzer. And what about that the bal tokea should know about him? No, no. Mazaknish. Why? He's blowing for a minion. So what? But the minion's in the room. What about the one outside? He's blowing for Am Yisrael. And every year in the world is included. So what happened? One more person entered the room. Makara. One more person entered the room. It became, instead of a osef, a kibbutz of Yechidim, it became a tzibur. And a tzibur means literally Gans Am Yisrael. And any shul of Israel, monks, how many people daven amongst in Rosh Hashanah? 200 to 300. So the Baal Tokea knows everybody? And he knows exactly the number of each one? Of course not. So how can he be Tokea if he doesn't know everybody? He's Tokea for a tzibur. And when you're dealing with a tzibur is a cell of Am Yisrael, and that's all encompassing. Every year in the world is included. Even a year in China. He just won't hear it. But every Jew is included. That is the Kerech of a tzibur. Now, what does that mean then? It boils down to that we have two identities. Identity as a yochid and identity as part of a tzibur, which means we have one identity, which is what we do, and the other identity is what we are. And these are two different identities. So when you look at the mirror, what do you see? Hashem Yid. What's the difference? How does it manifest itself? The Yiddish got up this year. Hey, he does. He puts on film, and we're all trying to get every day a little bit closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's because Bogus should look down on us and say, Echop Nachas. That's one. But then, chutz from that, excluding that, and above that, or deeper than that, no matter what we'll do, we're Jewish. And it has nothing to do with our deeds. And then why? Because the Kodesh Bogus told us. And on that, you don't have any free will. And what will be if Chas Hashem, a person decides, I don't want to be a Yid? He enters it. Right? He cannot. You have free will to keep Shabbos, not to keep Shabbos, to speak Lashon Hara, not to speak Lashon Hara. But what about being a Jew? No. On that, you don't have free will. Why? Kacha. Why? How come a person in Chassidus can go ahead and say, I don't want to be Jewish? That won't work. Why not? Because you have a free will in what you do. You do not have a free will in what you are. I'd like to be 7'4". Then I can play in the NBA. I make a little bit more money than I make me have money in. So I'm a swimmer. That's a close call. That's what I'd like to do. But I'm not 7'4", I'm 5'10". My wife says since I got married at 5'8". <One thousand. laughs> Whatever the reasons are. Right? So, but I have bchira on what I do. I don't have bchira on what I am. And being Jewish is what we are. And since that, because what we chose us, we don't have anything to say about that. But so this chalukka between doing and being goes through almost every part of Yiddishkeit. I'll give you an example. Tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh. The yad says, what do these two tefillins represent? In the morning we're like so tired we put them on. But if you think about it, tefillin shel yad is to do, tefillin shel rosh is to be. I'll prove it to you. The Rosh Hashanah Paschim is a local amaisa. If a person put on tefillin, and here in England, Tzach, he didn't know what time was Rosh Hashanah. So he put on tefillin, it was night. And then he stayed on with the tefillin. And then someone told him, hey, when you put on tefillin, it was before Aleis. So you know what the halacha is? He has to unwrap his tefillin shalyad and put it over again. And tefillin shalosh goes. Because tefillin shalyad is to do, and tefillin shalosh is to be. You know, it's not the amaisa. How do you know? Look at the brachas that we say on tefillin shalyad and shalosh. What bracha do we say in Tzvon Shal Yad? Lohaniach, which was to do. What bracha do we say in Tzvon Shal Rosh? Mitzvah. But it goes back even to the Torah alone. Ukshartem lo'os al yodecha. V'hayu v'totofos b'nenecha. Ukshartem is to do. And Tzvon Shal Rosh is to help the beat. And hands is doing. The head is being. Nasa v'nishma v'rithni kofa ha'kigigis. Again, says the Maharal, the same Nakuda. Nasa v'nishma nasa, we'll do. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us, whether you want it or not, I chose you anyway. that's kofa hakigigis, that the Shmuel Hosea might know about. Like a bell and said, listen, it's very nice that you want it, and I'm very happy about it, but just understand this is something beyond what you want. It's what you are. These are the two identities. Throughout history, go by side, two anti-Semitisms emerge from these two identities. Anti-Semitism number one, against what we do. Anti-Semitism number two, is what we are. What do you mean, what do you do? If I walk in the streets with a couple and says this, I could get a nasty remark. I was brought to walking on Brent Street about a year ago. Not too late at night. It's 10 o'clock p.m. And someone came and screamed at me, get out of my country! And I told them, you're right! This is not my country! Get out. All of us belong elsewhere. But if I would walk around without a couple and sisters, probably wouldn't tell me anything. But then there's the anti-Semitism of what we are. These two anti-Semitisms are personified by Yavon and Amalek. Yavon was against what we do. Don't do so much. Don't be so firm. Amalek says, I don't care what you do. I'm going to kill you anyway. Has nothing to do with what you do. It's what you are. The difference between Hanukkah and Purim is this. Hanukkah is known as being the chag of doing. Purim is being. That's how you get drunk. What could you do when you're drunk? Nothing. So what kind of mitzvah is to be drunk? Say this, I'm celebrating my identity of being, not of doing. We saw 60, 70 years ago, we saw, that he couldn't care less if you're Rabbi Chonon Wasserman, the disciple of the Chofetz Chaim, God Lador, or someone who converted to Christianity. Doesn't make a difference at all. Why? Because I'm not killing you because of what you do. I'm killing you because of what you are. And what you are doesn't make enough difference what you do. That's what he's saying. These are the two identities of Am Yisrael, to do and to be. Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, the boy's side, also falls under this category. Says the Maharal, the three Aveiros Chamuras that destroyed Bayis Rishon, he says this in Netzach Yisrael Perek Dalet, is because Bayis Rishon we get because of the Avos. And the three Aveiros, each one is the antithesis of one Av. Avos Zarah is the opposite of Yitzchak, Shvichus Donim is the opposite of Yaakov, or Yavram, so it depends on how he says it, and Gilui Arayas, again, is the opposite of Yaakov, according to that Malach. Each Av represents its Kedusha, and the Gimel Averis Chamuris are the antithesis to the Avos, and that's what we lost the Beis HaMikdash. By Sheni, says the Malach, not because of the Avos, it's because of Am Yisrael. It's because Knesset Yisrael, that's what he calls it. What does he mean? By Rishon is the Avos were doing. They were doers, right? Matai agiu maisai, what's the lesson of the Eliyahu Rabbah? Le maisai avoisai, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. The others represent, they discovered HaKadosh Baruch Hu through their doing, and they gave us the identity of doing. But then there's something beyond that. Once they gave birth to Am Yisrael and Har Sinai, here comes a new identity, which is called Knesset Yisrael. And Knesset Yisrael is the Krach of the Tzibur. And this is not totally anymore in doing. This is being. And that's very shiny. What happened as a result? So Mamela and Bayis Rishon, we stopped doing things that we should be doing, or on contrary, we're doing things that we shouldn't be doing, but it has to do with the identity of doing, which is called the identity of the Yochid, so to speak. Consequently, then we lost the Beis HaMikdash. Bayis Sheni, no matter what we would have done, we would have lost the Beis HaMikdash. But we gotta be. But if there's Sinas Chinam, and the Chofetz Chaim says it means Lashon Hara, and Rechilas, we didn't have a chance to form Knesset Yisrael. The word Knesset means from the word Kinos. Kinos means a gathering. And that's what Bayis Sheni we lost when we weren't in the Madrega of being. And therefore, that is called, Bayis Rishon is called the Chuban of the Yochid. And Bayis Sheni is called the Chuban of the Tzibul. Rabbi, so this all has to do with the Nekuda that once I think we spoke about, that when Avraham Avinu was chosen in the beginning, Lech Lecha, and then he's chosen already not only for himself, but for the future that will be Am Yisrael. It doesn't say he was a tzaddik. Unbelievable kasha. Out of the blue, we spoke about this one too, right? Out of the blue, after the Shmuel comes and tells Avraham Avinu, hey, it's you. Why? Say this. Compared to Noach. Why was Noach the only one saved from the Mabul? Why was he the only one saved?
He was
tzaddik. He was tzaddik number one on the whole Bria? Yeah. How do you know he was a tzaddik? It says three times. V'noach masachem, is tzaddik tzadim, v'okar yekis tzaddik of nevod olazeh. By Avraham Avinu, shtet gonish. Nothing. So why is it him?
I don't know.
The Ramban asked this kasha. The Maran always for an answer that the Pchira of Avraham Avinu, since it's speaking about the potential Pchira of Am Yisrael, and it has nothing to do with deeds. So therefore, it doesn't say it's a tzaddik. No, even no less, that Maran. If it would have said, hey, Avram, you're a tzaddik, and therefore I'm choosing you as an Am, we would have been Abba Hatluya Badova. As long as we're tzaddikim, yes. And we're stopping tzaddikim Chas V'Shalom? No. But since the Pchira of Avraham Avinu as the potential of Am Yisrael has nothing to do with deeds, therefore it does not say he's a tzaddik. So why was he chosen? If we're going to put the coin, that will leave for a different time. I like my picture on this one. We'll wait for the second time. There'll be a picture the second time. I'll come. Well, that will explain the second time. I just want to conclude over here with a story that I had with Rav Moshe Shapira. I was with him alone, the two of us, in visiting Auschwitz. Just the two of us. And we were walking around, and he's an Adam Gaul, Adam Gaul Adnoid. And then when we came out of Auschwitz, we were going to the taxi back, he told me the following story. That happened in the Chevron Yeshiva, the story that I had with the Moshe about 15 years ago, and he said 40, then it was 40 years ago, so today it's 55 years ago. When he was a bach in the Chevron Yeshiva, says there was an Ilui who was a goyin in theatrics. And he used to have theatrics for the Chevron Yeshiva. And one Moshe Shabbos, he did the following play. A Yid, who never perished in the Shoah, comes up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and hears the dialogue. The Rebbe asks him, what's your name? Tells him, what happened to you? I'm one of those millions. What would you like? Well, I understood from my friends here that there's Gan Eden, Olam Haba, that's what I would like. So the boys tell them, fine, 100%. Just we'll fill up a questionnaire quickly, and we'll process it as quickly as possible. Did you keep Shabbos? No. Did you keep Kashrus? No. Did you fast on Yom Kippur? No. Did you eat matzah on Pesach? No. Were you circumcised? No. Did you do anything Jewish? No. I come from a total assimilated family. I didn't do anything. And what would you like? So Jewish chutzpah you did have. He said, I already said what I would like. I'll say it again. Gan Eden and Olam Haba. So the voice tells him, Gan Eden Olam Haba, we give out to those that lived a certain kind of lifestyle that I prescribed in the Torah that I gave. But unfortunately, in our case, this is not what happened. So we got a little bit of a problem. So the Yid answers to the voice, I don't understand. For Hitler, I was a Jew. So here, I'm not a Jew. So the voice says, I hear, let me convene the heavenly court, and I'll be back shortly. And the heavenly court is convened, and there's Koilis, and then you hear the verdict. Two words. Halacha ke Hitler. And all 6 million Jews entered Gan Eden and Olam Haba. That was the play. Did you ever hear those two words together? Halacha ke Hitler. That's what Moshe told me. And when he was telling to me, he was, Kol as Moshe Kamana. That's coming from his kishkas. And what does the story mean? What we're speaking about today. If a Jew dies a natural death up to the age of 120, then the questions of what he did will be very detrimental, very, very kovea. Did you keep Shabbos? Did you learn Torah? Did you do this? Did you do that? Of course. And that will define and decide his fate. But if a Jew lost his life to an enemy that killed him, not because of what he does, but because of what he is, so also in the heavenly court he's judged according to what he is, not what he does. Because the way he lost his life here, that's how he's judged up there. And that's the problem. All 6 million Jews are called Gershim. Regardless of what they did before. Doesn't make a difference. Even those who converted to Christianity are called Gershim. Why? Because it's they're being judged not based on what they did, but on the other identity of what they are. And once it comes to what they are, and it has nothing to do with Meisim. Avayse Mitz Hashem, we unfortunately witnessed the Chuban of Yochid and the Chuban of Tzibul. We should be Zeichem Mitz Hashem, the Shana Abba of Yerushalayim, and there will be a Binyan of the Yochid and a Binyan of the Tzibul.